And we're on the top of Mem Tesamon Aleph. Meisvei. Zer v'omen shikur balmum. The Mara had a shayla whether small apostles b'holacha or not. And Mara says that what's it called, holacha, that we bore a raya from what's it called, from the kaf umachta, that you can take the kaf v'smolo, so l'chor it's not ma'akiv kapar. Now the Gemara Sakasha, Zerva Onein Shikru Balmum Bekabola Uva Holacha Bezrika Pasul. The Chain Yoshe, the Chain Small Pasul. Fairish, that small is Pasul, even Baholacha. Tiyufta. So it's Kasha on what's it called, on, who was it? Rav Sheshes. Right. So Gemara says, Vahar Rav Sheshes, who the Osva? Rav Sheshes himself is the one who brought this Braisa. The Amr Le Rav Sheshes, the Amore de Rav Chizda, Rav Sheshes said to the one who was saying over the shear of Rav Chizda, Bo mi name Rav Chizda, Holacha Bezar Mahu. Right, ask Rav Chizda, Holacha Bezar, it's kosher or not. Amr Le Kshera, Umnikra Mesayeni. So he answered him, and he said that it's kosher, and I have a pasuk that says that halacha bizarre is kosher, because it says Vayishkatu HaPesach, Vayizriku HaKohanim, Miyodam, Vahalaviyam Afshitim. Right, it's mashma that the Kohanim made the Zrika, but they took it from the hands of Yisraelim who made the Halacha. Umosu Rav Sheshes, and Rav Sheshes asked on Rav Chizda from this Braisa, Zer Va'on and Shikru Ba'umum, the Kabbalah of Halacha B'Zrika Pasul. The theory said it's, that their Zor is Pasul. Bechein Yoshe, Bechein Smo, Pasul. So if he knew this Braisa already, what was Rav Chizda asking, whether you can make Halacha B'Smol, so there is a Braisa, you can't. Versus Barsa, the Shama Hadar Osva, after he heard this Braisa, when he had his Shaila, and they brought this as a Raya, Keneged, what he wanted to say, now when he heard that Rav Chizda had the same kind of Shaila, he, what's it called, he brought this as a Raya. Versus Bahar Rav Chizda Kroka Omar, Ramash Rav Chizda brought a Pasuk, Vayishchitu HaPesach, Vayizikru HaKohanim Miyodam, Mashma, that the Zrika was from the hands of Yisraelim who made the Holacha. Versus the Ovid Maisa Itzva, they make Holacha. They stood in place, and they didn't move anything. And the Kohanim took the dam from their hands, but they didn't make any movement towards the Mizbeach. So there was no halacha, or according to others, it was like an assembly line. They stood in place, and they handed it one to the other, the Yisraelim, till it got to the Mizbeach, and the Kohen was Zorek. But since they didn't move at all, they didn't move at all towards the Mizbeach, none of them made Holacha. Zer v'on shikru balmum, kulu nafkiv amikroi demachli avoda. All of them we learn from Sukkim that if they do that, if any one of these people do avoda, it's possible. Perak beiz nizvachim. V'chein yoshev, the boy lam of the shoris. Avoda has to be done standing up, because it says lam of the shoris. Rav Sheshes is the one who brought Akasha from this Braisa to what's it called, to a Rav Chizda, to the one who was saying over the Shir Rav Chizda. He knew this Braisa. What was he asking the Shaila to begin with? How could he make a mistake to think that small was kosher when he knew this Braisa? It says Mefarish, it's not. The Yizikru HaKohanim HaDam Miyodim Shal Shochtim Shem Zorim. They were Zorik the Dam and took it from the hands of the people who shechted, who were not Kohanim. They were Zorik. The Chazru v'kiblu Adam yad haKohen haMekabel v'holichu el haZorik. Mashma that the Zor was molich the Dam to the Kohen who was Zorik. Umasav Rav Sheshes Garsinan, Barsav the Shama da Osvua ni'alei hocha hader Osva iul Rav Chizda. After he heard that they brought this Raisa connected him, what he wanted to say, then he understood, he knew, learned that Braisa, and when he had the same Shaila to Rav Chizda, he brought this Braisa to support it. Maisa itztava ha-mekablim ha-yemoshivin es-adam biyad ha-zorim. The one who was mekabel adam put it in the hands of the Zor. The ein ha-zorim mekarvin osu l'zharim esbeach lau, el moshivin adam ayodam kashir agabi itztava. They just held it like a post. And then somebody else, and Kohen, took it from their hands and brought it to the Mizbeach. So they didn't make any holacha at all. They just stood there like a post. You put it down for a second on a post. That's also okay. Boy, Rapapa. Chofan chaveiro v'nosan l'tochof namahu. Another Kohen made chathina, and put it into the hands of the Kohen Gadol. What's the halacha? Molichof nav bo'inan vo'ika. The Maisa right now, he has a full hand of Ketores. What? How do you care if he put it into the Kli and got it directly, or somebody else put their hands in the Kli and filled his hands with it? The Maisa, he has full hands of Ketores. Oh, Dilma v'lokach v'hevi bo'inan. Or maybe not. You need that he take the Ketores and bring it in. But he didn't take it. Somebody else took it, and then what's it called? It was put into his hands. So maybe that's not good enough. Right? Oh, Dilma, Rashi says, V'lokach v'hevi. V'lokach nomi amole chofnav koi. He has to take mole chofnav. And some bring a raya from here that wherever you need a mitzvah of lekicha, just having somebody put the thing in your hands is not enough. You have to take it yourself. So they say a lulav. Or it says, ulekachtem lachem. If somebody puts the lulav in your hand, you're standing there and they put the lulav in your hand, right, and you don't do anything else to move it, whatever, you're not yotze. Or if you're holding the lulav in your hand before alos ha-shachar, and then alos ha-shachar comes, you didn't take it, so it's not called ulekachtem. And others say no, that where the Torah said, like over here, v'lokach melochofnav, it says how to take, what to take, right, then lekicha has to be that you have to take the melochofnav. But stam lekicha means holding something in your hand, right? Even though you didn't make any maisa lekicha or whatever, just holding in your hand is called v'lokach, and therefore by lulav you'd be yotze in every situation. Okay, so Moshe says teku. Okay, we don't know if you need v'lokach v'hevi, right? Or what's it called? Tosu says l'chor we had the shaila before v'lokach v'hevi. So the shaila is if it applies to this situation too, or just to the situations we had before. Boy, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Chofan umeis, mao shiyakonis achar bechathinaso. The Kohen Gadol made chathina, and he died. Can somebody else take the ktores that he was chofain, and then bring it into the Kodesh HaKadoshim or not? And some say the same shaila would be chofan the nitma. The Kohen Gadol became tamei, and somebody else took over. And others say no, nitma. Then the second one becomes a shliach of the first one, and that surely would be okay. But the first one is dead, you can't be a shliach of a dead person. So the shaila is only if he died, but not if he became tamei. Amri v'chanina, bo re'ei she'ilas harishonim. So v'chanina said, look, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, asked the shaila, right? And I had the same shaila. I had a shaila just like the Rishonim, just like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who was an earlier person than me. Versus the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Koshish. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was older than Rabbi Chanina, and he prided himself. And he said, had the same kasha, and wow, I was mechaven to earlier, what's it called, people, older people, to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That means that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was older than Rabbi Chanina. V'om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, li hit Rabbi Chanina, lishto shchalayim b'shabas. Right, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, Rabbi Chanina was matir for me to drink shachalayim, some kind of drink that you drink for medicinal purposes. He permitted me to drink it on Shabbos. Right, so you see, first of all, that Rabbi Chanina was older than Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, because Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that Rabbi Chanina was matir, went to him, he gave me a heter. Pshita, right, because lishtos, now the Gemara just discusses what exactly was matir. Lishtos pshita. Of course you can drink it. You can drink anything, even if it's medicinal. If normal people drink it, even not sick people drink it, you're allowed to eat anything or drink anything, even if it has medicinal purposes, if normal people eat it and drink it too. So shachalayim, normal people eat and drink. Tisnan kol ha'ochlim ochel adam l'refuah v'chol ha'mashkin sholse. Ela lishchos lishtos shachalayim. He permitted me to grind it on Shabbos. Right, was a big deal. If it was a sakanis nefashas, of course it's mutter. Right, was the big chiddush that it was matter me to do something pikuach nefesh. Need a leka sakant. If there's no sakana, meiser aser, then it's aser. How are you allowed to grind shachalayim? Versus lolem the ikas sakanta. The hachi komi boyale mis masya the nechol alay yishab so low. Shaila wasn't a shaila in halacha. The shaila was, does this work? What Rabbi Chanina was matter Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, right, to grind these shachalayim, wasn't that he told him it's okay to grind shachalayim with the sakanas nefashas, but he told him that it does heal, and the neila it's pikuach nefesh, because if it wouldn't heal, you know, can't do things that don't help on Shabbos, right? Shabbos alo mashia, velo nichol alei Shabbos. Does it help, and therefore you can be mechal Shabbos with it, or it doesn't help, and mele, there's no reason to be mechal Shabbos by grinding up shach alayim, it doesn't work anyway. Umayishno Rabbi Chanina, how come he needed Rabbi Chanina to be matter for him? Mishum debaki b'refuosu. Because Rabbi Chanina was a baki in refuos. Domer Rabbi Chanina, ma'olam lo shalani odam almakas prey de levana v'chaya. Nobody ever asked me a shaila about getting bitten by a white mule and lived. Where it says, we usually see people live even after they're bitten by a white mule. Ema v'choyes. No, not v'choyes, that he lived. That it got better. That the wound healed. The wound never heals. I v'hoka chazina de mitzi. We do see that it does heal. Where it says, besumkan inhu v'chiyurin reish karayu. It's talking about white mules that are really reddish, in other words, brown mules, that have white, what's it called, feet. Those kind of mules, if they bite you, they don't, what's it called, you never, it never heals. So Rabbi Chanina was a baki in refuos. But you see, mikom makom shma minod Rabbi Chanina koshish. Rabbi Chanina was older than Rabbi Shuvan Levi, because Rabbi Shuvan Levi said, Rabbi Chanina was matur me to do this. Vaistah, he said Rabbi Chanina was somebody older than Rabbi Shuvan Levi. Elohachi komar, she'elosan kishe'elos shal rishonin. Right? The Rabbi Chanina said, not that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, who was older than me, I asked the kasha, and it was just like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. He said, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asked the kasha that I had, he asked the kasha just like bigger people than him, me. Right? So that's what Rabbi Chanina was saying. Right? Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was mechaven to me, and I'm older than him, so he was asked a shaila just like the Rishonim asked. Let's see, Rashi. Maushi konis acher kohen hamishamish tachto, the kohen that takes over from the kohen gadol that died, can he bring in the chafina of the first kohen gadol? Maushi konis lifnim bechafina zush and nasan arishon atoch hakaf ein tzorach lasev alachvan. Does he have to make a new chafina, or can it take the kaf that the other one did and use that ketoris lifnai velifnim? Amri bechanina letamidim bo rei shador haachron zochel ischachim kedoris arishonim. I also had this shayla. The Afshav Shala Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Shehu min Arishonim, and I was mechaven to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That's what we think it means now. That would mean that Rabbi Chanina was younger than Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, and he was priding himself that he has the same kasha, that same shayla that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi has. Shachalayim kirshon, some kind of a drug and food. What are the English, anybody? What shachalayim is?
It's something made of charbel.
Out of?
Drink of charbel. So it's domele de charbel.
Chardel.
Mustard.
Mustard, yeah, okay. Mustard drink, okay.
Similar to
one. Lishchok v'lishtos. Aim of the chayis hamaka. Not that the person lived. You can get bitten by a white mule and live, but the wound never heals. Shema minod Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lo havi koshish. We see from here that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi wasn't older than Rabbi Chanina. Just the opposite. Rabbi Chanina was older than Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi needed him to be matur him to grind his shachalayim. Midikari le Rebbe, and he called him Rebbe. The ka'amar li hita Rebbe Chanina. Velo hayaderech haskenim lomar la bachrim Rebbe. The skenim didn't call the bachrim Rebbe. He would have said, if Rabbi Chanina was younger than him, he would have said, Hitter Li Chanina. Right? Sometimes I guess there's no raya from the fact that somebody can be matter somebody else, that they have to be older or younger. He knew more about medicine, so he was, but he called him Rebbe. Kolomer Li Omer Chanina Shehi Refua. Elohachi Kom Rebbe Chanina Tamidav. Bo Re'ei Sheshei Losen Shalachronim Kishei Losi She'anim in Arishonim. Look at Rabbi Shoban Levi's mechaven to people older than him, meaning himself. Shafaniya Yisi Miskasha. The Gemara says, "Mi Omri Bichanini Hachi." If Rabbi Chanini has to shaila bechlal, that if the Kohen Gadol died, could the next Kohen bring what he already was chofein into Kodesh Hakadoshim? The Omri Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina holds bepar velo bedamo shel par. Says bezos yovo Aaron al Kodesh bepar ben bokum. He has to bring the par, the Kohen Gadol. But if another Kohen Gadol brought the par, shechted it, and then all that's left is the blood to bring in, that's no good. You have to start again. You have to shecht again, another par. Because you go the par, what's it called? Zbezos yovo Aaron HaKodesh, the par ben bakar, not just with the dam of the par. You had to be the one to shecht the par. V'omer Rabbi Chanina, k'torah shechofna, kodim, and Rabbi Chanina also held. So you're going to have to shecht the par again. Okay? So now Rabbi Chanina also held Torah Shechofna Kodem Shechita Sapar Lo Asa Lo Klum. If you made the Chafina before Shechita Sapar, it's possible. So now the Kohen Gadol who died made the Chafina. The next Kohen Gadol is going to have to reshecht another par. Not to reshecht the par, he's going to have to bring another par and shecht it. Right? He's going to have to shecht a new par. So that means this Chafina was done before the Shechita of the par. And Rabbi Chanina said that's possible. So how in the world could there be a shaila whether the second Kohen Gadol can bring in what the first one was chofein when the first one's chathina is possible because it preceded the what's it called the shchita of the par, and you have to have another shchita because you can't just go in with the dam that the first one shechted, because you have to the Kohen Gadol himself has to shecht the par, not damo shel par but par. So what was the shaila? Hachi kamar midekami boyalei. What Rabbi Chanina says like this: I hold that the Kohen Gadol who actually brings the blood in has to shecht the par. So if the first one dies, the second one has to shecht another par. But not everybody holds like that. Others hold that it's enough to bring in dam hapar. That's also called a par, right? And you don't darshan what's it called the zos yover aron bepar ben bakar. The dam is also called par. I don't hold like that, but there's others who do hold like that. From the fact that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi asked the Shaila, he obviously holds not like me. He holds that the, what's it called, you could bring even in the blood. And therefore, you don't have to shecht another par. Therefore, this chathina was done after the shechita of the par whose blood you're going to bring into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now, it's a good Shaila. Is that chathina good or it's not good? It's not possible because it's before the shechita, because you don't need another shechita. According to what he holds, it's a good shayla, and it's the same shayla I had if I would have also held like that. But I don't hold like that, so it's not really a shayla for me. But according to those people who hold that you don't have to shecht another par, it's a good shayla. Rashi, the par, the umi omer Rabbi Chanina, hachi mi mesapkele inichnas acher bechafina sola. How could Rabbi Chanina have such a shaila whether you yotze with the chafina of the first kohen who died? The par velo bedomo shel par bezos yavor aron al kodesh bepar ben bakar velo bedomo shel par. The kohen gadol has to bring the par and then the dam, but not just the dam. Shimshachat paro meis. If the kohen gadol shechted his par and died, ein hamishamish tachtov nichnas bo so dam lefnim. Since you have to bring another par, you have to make the chafina after you shech the second par, because the chafina that was done before the shechita is possible. So what's the shayla? Ve'omri b'chanina k'torah shechof mekodem shechita lo asav lo klum shekein seder ha'avodos b'ayin chofen umeis nomi i'efshar shelo shochet par otchila. The whole shayla of chofen umeis, what's it called, can only be if you already shechted the par and then you made the chathina. But if you made the chathina before the shechita sapar, there's no shayla b'chlau, it's possible. And over here, after the Kohen Gadol dies, the new Kohen Gadol's going to have to bring a new par. So the chathina of the old one was before the shechita of the par. So it's possible anyway. The Iyamr Shikonish b'chathinoso sorisho nimtze chathina zu kodem shechitas paros hosheini. Since Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi did have the shayla, he holds you don't have to bring another par. That the second Kohen Gadol can just bring in the blood that the first Kohen Gadol generated. He wouldn't have had the shayla if he held you had to shecht another par, because then the chathina would have been before the shechita. Elamai, he holds that you can be yotze with the par the first one brought. Those who argue on me and say you don't have to shecht another par, they also had the shayla, and that was Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was mechaven to those rishonim, the ones who don't hold like me that you have to shecht another par. My havi Allah. So what's the halacha taka? Can you, the kohen, second kohen, bring in that what the first one was chofein or not? If lemaisi you hold, you don't have to shecht another part. Omer papa I chofein chozer vechofein chaveru nichnas bechafinosa dohavekai mechafina. So he says like this: we had the shaila before whether the kohen gadol has to make another chafina when he gets lifnai v'lifnim. Right? He took two handfuls, put them in the spoon. Then he brought the spoon inside. Now what does he do with the spoon? One Bandi Omer holds that you have to now put it back in your hands and put it on the coals. And the other Bandi Omer says no. Theoretically you could pour it from the spoon onto the coals. Even though that everybody holds you don't do that. Everybody holds you have to put it back in your hands and what's it called, and pour it from your hands on the coal. The only shaila is, do you need a new chathina? Do you have to mamish do it with all the halachas of chathina again? Or just stop to pour it back into your hands and just make sure that you pour it from the hands onto the coal. But you don't need mamish a chathina. So the shaila of chofein, the chos of a chofein, doesn't mean do you put it from the spoon on the coals or from your hands? Everybody holds you put it from your hands. But do you need a new chathina? Do you need a new, to take a new handful from the spoon or not? If the halacha is you have to do it again, right, then you couldn't go in. Why? Don't make me chathina. Because the Maisa, the second Kohen Gadol, is going to do chathina. Right? So he's going to have Molei Chofnath. Well, you don't care that it started out with the first Kohen Gadol's handful. The Maisa, the second Kohen Gadol, is going to make a handful too. So what difference does it make? But he ain't chofin v'chose v'chofin. But if the second Kohen Gadol doesn't have to make chathina, he has to pour it in his hands. He doesn't have to make a new chathina. Then there was no chathina. Then the first chathina was nothing. Then it's a shaila. Does you need what's called v'lokach v'hevi, or it's enough that somebody did chathina? Then the shaila is a shaila. But if you have to make a new chathina, then there's no shaila. The second Kohen Gadol made the chathina anyway. He made it inside the Kodesh HaKadosh. What do you care if the first one also made chathina? Omer le'erfuna b'reid rav Yeshua l'rab papa adarab. No, just the opposite. I chofein v'chozer v'chofein lo yikon yisacher b'chathinasa. I efshe shlo yechser v'lo yoser. If you have to make a new chathina, then you can't do it. Why? Because you have to make a new chathina on the same thing that the first Kohen Gadol made. And who says that they have the same exact size hands? So it's not going to be a second chathina on the first one you did. So if you hold, you have to make a second chathina, then it's for sure no good. Then there's no shaila. Because it's impossible you should have the exact same size hands. The ein chofein chozer v'chofein tiboyelach. Then there's a shaila. If he doesn't have to make a new chathina, then we have a shaila. Is this first chathina good? Or maybe not, because you need v'lokach v'hevi, and it's not good.
Didn't say that. Oh, it's impossible to have two of the same size hands. The first shaila.
That's what he's saying. She said the shaila is only according to the Bandi Omer who says that you not chozer v'chofein. That's how we're learning the shaila. It's on that side. Then the shaila is only do you need v'lokach or whatever. So he's saying, but if you hold chozer v'chofein, that the shaila never was asked because it's impossible because he doesn't.
What was Rav Papa's other shaila before of chofen chaver v'nasal se'ed chafan of ma'u? The first shaila of Rav Papa.
The first one.
L'chare, that also would be a shaila then.
No, but here no, because it could be that that's called chathin of the first one. It's not the chathina of the first Kohen Gadol, since he put it in his hands. That's called chathina. He made the chathina. You don't need the lokach, right? You just need, that's called chathina. Pouring it into the other guy's hands and him holding it, that's called the lokach v'chotha. Or maybe not. That's not called the lokach. That's the shaila. Right. So that's the shaila is now. Since somebody put it into his hands, is that called chathina of the second guy or not? Here the second guy never made chathina b'chlau. There, the guy held it in his hands. The shaila is only somebody else put it in his hands. Putting it in something, somebody else's hands, is that called the kicha of the second one or not? It's a completely different shaila. Here, the guy had it in his hands, the Kohen Gadol. Just somebody else put it in his hands. Is putting something in somebody else's hands called the kicha by that second person or not?
But
that's
the
one shaila.
Same size hands, but
doesn't make a difference. Because this one's making the chathina. Over there, the other one made the chathina. And now I'm redoing the chathina. Here I'm not redoing it. I'm doing it the first time.
That's what's left over.
Right. I don't care what was in his hands. Now that I'm holding it, that's called chathina. That's a shaila. Is that called chathina or not? Diboyelahu. Now this was the shaila we had. The chofein, chozer v'chofein or lo. Right? When the Kohen Gadol gets in the Kodesh HaKadosh, does he have to make a new chathina on what he made the chathina first or no? Now he just has to put it on the coals. Toshma, kachoysa midasa. This was the midah, the Mishnah says, right? Kach haisa midasa. So my lab kishem she midasa bachutz, kach midasa bifnim. Isn't it come to tell me that just like you have the same amount outside, you have the same amount inside, meaning you have to make a new chathina on what you did on the outside? So I says, lo, dilma shimratza lasos midasa. No, maybe it means that if you wanted, you could make a kli the size of the Kohen Gadol's handful and use that, right? Or inami, or like we had before. We don't know if that's okay or not. Shelo yester v'shelo yoser. Kachi midasa means that you can't have more or less. That's an exact handful. So this kachi midasa, we're not sure what it means. So there's no raya that you have to make another chafina. It could mean two other things too. There's no raya to any of these shilas. Not a raya if you can use a kli. Not a raya that what's it called that you need to be chofing again, because maybe it just means you can't have more or less. Rashi. My havi Allah chofin umeis maushi konis achar bechafina. So I chofin chozer vechofin in nifshet alon bayin di boyalon gabi chafinas pnim im tzorich lachzer velachbon alo. Really depends on the shaila of choser v'chofein or not choser v'chofein. If we'll be poached the shaila and told that the Kohen Gadol has to make a new chafina, right? Chaveiro nichnas b'chafin also. Then you could use the other ones. Because what do you care that somebody else was chofein? You're going to make a chafina anyway. The new Kohen Gadol is make a new chafina. Mara says, no, just the opposite. Adarabba. I chofein v'choser v'chofein. If you have to make a new chafina, then it's no good, because it can't have the same size hands. So you're not making a new chafina on what you made the first one, right? It's not a new chafina. Was ein chaveiro nichnas b'chafina also. She'ef she'shol yachzer chaveiro v'shol yosef. Chofna shorishon shovin l'chofna shoshen. It's impossible, it should be exactly the same size. But if you hold that you don't have to make a new chafina, then the shaila is, right, is the, what's it called, first one's chafina help for the second one? Or no, the Kohen has to make his own chafina dafka.